Moving on now with Greater LA from KCRW, I'm Steve Chiotakis. So, when you think of endangered species, I bet animals come to mind, like whales and pandas. But what about a shrub or trees or flowers? Like animals, the world's plant life is also under assault, with many species of flora on the razor's edge of extinction because of climate change and habitat loss. Well, here in Southern California, there's a place that's been working for decades to protect native plant biodiversity. Efforts that partly involve putting seeds into the deep freeze. Saul Gonzalez is the Los Angeles co-host of KQED's The California Report, and he got an invitation to visit, and he brings us this story.
Well, I'm going to take you to see some of our rarest plants.
I'm getting a tour of the plant nursery at the California Botanic Garden in the city of Claremont. Founded in 1927, it's the largest garden in the country, dedicated to protecting and showcasing California's native plants.
Let's see. Let's go this way.
My guide is Naomi Fraga, the garden's director of conservation programs. And one of our first stops is at a tray of finger-sized saplings.
Well, yeah, these are oak trees here.
These are oak trees?
Yeah, these are all oak babies, oak saplings, and different species.
And they're only like about 2 inches tall right now.
Well, yeah, they're going to turn into really big trees. Yeah.
How long does that take?
Oh, gosh. Centuries or decades at least to get established.
Beyond these oaks, Fraga tells me that when it comes to native plant diversity, no other state can compare to California.
And so there's over 6,500 kinds of plants that are native to California. Actually, we have more kinds of plants than any other state in the United States. We're incredibly rich and diverse.
But about a third of California's native plant species and population, says Fraga, are now endangered or threatened from overdevelopment, droughts, competition from invasive species, and wildfires. One local example, says Fraga, is the California black walnut.
So this is a plant that used to be abundant in Los Angeles County, all across the hillsides. And through development, populations have been declining, but there's a great interest to restore these populations. And so we are growing them actively here for restoration.
But if not carefully monitored and protected, many native plants might vanish for good.
So in order to save them, in order to conserve them, we need a directed effort to ensure that populations don't go extinct.
To do that, staff and volunteers from this botanic garden regularly travel into California's forests, fields, deserts, and coastal areas to search for the most threatened plants. When they find them, they take plant samples back to the garden where they can be grown in the nursery.
Many of them are very rare. They're in very precarious situations, and they could blink out at any moment. It's really very serious for certain rare plant populations. In fact, we have populations that we know are now extinct in the wild that our only place they exist is here in the botanic garden.
Really?
Yeah.
And in case a plant does vanish in the wild, this botanic garden has an additional fallback.
So we're coming here into the California Seed Bank, the largest seed bank dedicated to California native plants.
The heart of the seed bank is a laboratory space full of big freezer units bought at Home Depot. The same freezers people may have in their homes to store bulk quantities of food. But instead of steaks and pork chops, these freezers are filled with meticulously cataloged and packaged seed samples from a huge number of plants.
Could you open one?
Absolutely. This is one of the freezers that contains our rare plants. And the rare plants are in these heat-sealed foil packets, and they have the species identification on the label and how many seeds and the seed weight. All that information's in a database.
And it looks like, it looks like vacuum-packed camping food.
That's exactly what it looks like.
You can think of these freezers as biodiversity lifeboats. If one of the species in a freezer here went extinct, the seeds could be a way, maybe the only way, to bring the plant back.
So if something were to happen to that population, we're the best chance to have that population be restored and for that species to not be lost forever.
You're the backstop.
Yeah, absolutely.
The freezer stores seeds from about a third of the state's native plant life. But eventually, botanists at the garden want seed samples from all of them. extra insurance against a possible future plant apocalypse. And Naomi Fraga says if you want to join the fight to protect California plant biodiversity, you can, namely by planting native flora, like sage, milkweed, or California lilacs, in your home garden or as part of community planting events.
I dream about that. I dream about native plant landscapes across people's yards, even if you can only do container plants on your balcony. It's really magical to build a garden and to see life just sort of arrive, and no contribution is too small.
If you want to visit the California Botanic Garden in Claremont, it's open from Tuesdays through Sundays. You can also purchase native plants at its nursery. There's a lot more information on the garden's website, calbg.org. For KCRW, I'm Saul Gonzalez.
That's going to do it for us today. Tomorrow, Mayor Karen Bass's new homeless response program looks, at least on the surface, like a slow-motion cleanup, dare I say sweep, with a lot of promises that people don't necessarily believe. We'll have that tomorrow on the Inside Safe program right here on Greater LA. What's on your mind? Have a story idea for us? Let us know at our website, kcrw.com/GLA. Subscribe to the podcast, too, while you're there. You don't have to wait until 2:30 or 6 to hear Greater LA. You can hear it on your time by subscribing to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts or at kcrw.com/greaterLA. Juliana Mayo, Nihar Patel, Zeke Reed, Sonia Geis, John Meek, Bill Richards, Amy Ta, Carlos Ramirez, Holly Adams, and Christian Bordahl all helped put the episode together this evening. I'm Steve Chitakis. Thanks for the time and, of course, the ear. Have a great night.